Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV Podcast.
Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Back to normalcy. Back home. Back to the route. Back to the routine, back to the regiment. There's no place like home. In your own bed. And I like to think of myself as a spontaneous person, a creature of whim and spontaneity. But I've lived in this same place for over 20 years. You know, it's home. And it's definitely a home base. But with as much as I travel, I don't feel like I'm can't think yet. It's too early. But it's like, even though I've been living in the same place for over 20 years, it doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel that. It doesn't feel 20 years like I've been there 20 years. And I love coming home to home, the same place. And today I realize that probably why I love home and my home so much is because of the travel and other experiences that I have. Home wouldn't be home without my travel experiences. So when I walk in that door and I see my place after 2 weeks or so away, or being here, being there, and that rush comes over me and I'm unpacking. And that feeling. And that feeling I have when I'm sitting in my apartment for 2 straight days without seeing another human being. How precious that is, can be to me. Realizing that without the travel and the external experiences, my experience of home may be somewhat different. Because I've traveled, because I've been there, because I've done that, I've been away. I've experienced other things, cultures, people, situations. Helps me to deeply appreciate being home. Now, I really believed it, of course. I'm sitting in my house on a Friday night, just super happy just to be there. Just super duper. Couldn't think of no other place I'd rather be than in that recliner that I got from Goodwill probably 20 years ago. TV, eating damn near the same foods I've been eating. All that wouldn't be as precious or as rewarding or as special if I didn't have the experience of travel and external experiences. So it's balance is everything. Again, we go back to balance. My weight was down. I mean, my weight was, I was down 205, 206, 207 while I was on travel, while in Ohio. I don't know what I was doing, but I wasn't starving myself. I was watching portions. And I didn't, it was during a work week, and I didn't have one of those big blowout meals. And I got my 10,000 steps in every day. I come back here, I stopped Friday, was the Friday, final work week before 4th of July. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I put on like 10 pounds. If not more. Literally, you can see the graph just go up 10 pounds. I'm not even sure what I did to do that. There has to be something. Maybe it was the foods I was eating. I don't know the amount, because I still got my steps in. I definitely probably wasn't as active. The only thing I could say, the only thing I could say is, and I don't think I overate that much. I don't think that my eating habits changed. But in saying that, I also was back on the Black & Miles. I was smoking them Black & Miles back there, which may have been a distraction from eating. And quite frankly, it may have also turned my stomach enough and knocked me off balance or made me feel queasy or weird and almost sick, because this feels like a poison sometimes, like sick and nauseous. And that don't stop me from getting that hit of nicotine. Whatever that was, I think that may have something to do with my weight loss. Like a distraction where I'm not eating, but I don't think I'm eating any more or less, or I can't tell. There's something going on that I'm missing. There's something going on, obvious, that I'm missing. It could be the foods that I'm eating, the amount. There's something going on. Might be the quantity, but it's drastic. It was obvious I was doing good. I mean, the whole week, I was watching my weight go down and down and down. And I'm walking. It could be that I'm walking in humidity and sweating. Sweating a lot of that water off. It could be that. But for have it jump 10 pounds like that, it was disheartening. That's why I didn't make a video yesterday, my first day back. I had to think this out. I knew that it would drop fast. And it did. It's dropping fast. And it's just a setback. And I did portions yesterday, and I posted a lunch and dinner picture where I had some green beans and a chicken wing. And that's basically all I had. And then of course that night, I got my popcorn, and I usually eat half a cup of popcorn, but only use a third a cup of popcorn. And I had two Mr. Paul Butterflake rolls, I couldn't help it. And I drank, this Kool-Aid, the fruit punch I make, which could be a lot of sugar. Maybe I should kill that. See, I'm thinking it's something that I'm doing. It's a habit. It's something I'm doing in my routine. Because I don't think, it could be the quantity I'm not aware of. maybe I need to, you know, is it macaroni and cheese? Cause I ate, come on. And I went back and I hit that seafood salad again. And I got more macaroni and cheese. And I think I got another rib. Shut up. And then that night, I got up out of bed again. Finished up. Oh, and I had a sherbet ice cream, zero candy bars. Because my Rouse had zero candy. My Rouse had my candy bars. That's a whole other story. I go to check out and I look up, and big old giant size zero candy bar staring me in my face. My favorite candy bar ever. I'll usually only see them in these truck stoppy type gas stations or every night in a Walmart. I'll see them. So I had to get two of them. I got two of them. Ended up beating them. Some candy I think I got. A lemon pie, a little thing of sherbet, small pint, not even a pint, I think a sherbet. Then I got up out of bed, got two more rolls. Them damn butterfly rolls, y'all don't know. Y'all do not know. Y'all lost. Them butterfly rolls, boy, they ain't no joke. So I gotta watch that, because coming up this weekend, I got 2 days coming up. I'm gonna be tired. I'm gonna wanna indulge. I'm gonna have to go with portions, people. One rib per sitting, damn it. Don't be doing no stupidity. You know what I'm saying? What's up, y'all? I wanted to finish this up. Basically, my selfie stick broke. One of the tabs to hold the phone in broke. And I thought I put it in my pocket. I was going to come home and Gorilla glue it, fix it, of course, instead of just buying a new selfie stick. I think I have other mechanisms like this right here that I can swap out and put on the top of this. This pill, this will come out like this. But basically, I didn't finish up saying what I was saying, and I think I forgot what I was saying. But basically, it was going to be that, see, this part comes off, and this is the part that broke. And I'll just have to stick something else on there like that. But basically, I was saying a house is not a home. And this is definitely not a house because it's an apartment. But I do love my homes. And I used to always think of my homes as being portable. The movie Heat, he said, don't get into anything you can't get out of, you can't walk away from in 15 minutes. And I tried to, you know, not live to that motto or that saying, but, you know, I kind of gravitated towards it and I always thought of myself as being portable, but actually I turned around and I've been living in this place for 20 years. So that's that. I also think that I may have to step up my walking. I may have gotten lax in my walking, even though I have my portions down. I'm regulating how much food I'm more aware of how much food I eat because I use portions, quarter cup, fourth a cup. And my walking has kind of complacently just subsided. Hear that break? See, hear it doing that? I can figure out why it's doing that. Did you hear it? My walking has kind of subsided down too to a complacent kind of too comfortable things. Is it doing that? What's it doing that for? So I'm going to step up my walking. I think I'm going to wear my sweat jacket. Increase the number of steps in the morning. Just to get back on it. Cause the weight was flying off me when I was at home. I was doing something at home that I'm not doing now. And I need to figure out what it is. And it could be all that food I ate over those 2 days. And also when I was losing weight at home, I had one day off. And then I worked, and one day off, then I worked. I didn't have two straight days. Whereas this last weekend, I probably started the party Friday night. I probably did something Saturday, and I probably ate again Sunday, and I definitely ate again Monday. So that probably all added up. I probably wasn't aware of it. But the whole thing being, I just wanted to cut this microphone on and talk. It's not tuned in. It's not sounding good. There's a Wayne Grady podcast. was on Charlamagne the God talking about his skit he did with Dave Chappelle. There's audio to that. That sound of that clip is like the gold standard for me, how I want my mic to sound. Because I even went out and bought that mic. Everybody's using this Shure mic that I'm using that you see, you know, all the cool kids are using the same one. So I went out and bought a version of it. And that Wayne Grady interview with Charlamagne the God, the sound of his voice is pretty much where I want, you know, is the epitome of where I'm trying to go. But so I decided to fire this up. I wanted to talk about my selfie stick finish up, the walk, because I didn't go swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever is, was, or will be. A totality of it all, a hypothesis of universe. I said that wrong. An hypothesis of all as one, a theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And I'm just, this is a quick before work throw together, fire up, see if it still works. I don't have any of my other remote cameras on. These are the only 2 cameras I got, and these are wired cameras. I don't have none of the Mevos going. I need to fine tune this vocal amp and how this all cascades in from one computer to the next computer and get it tuned in, because I want that vocal. I want my vocal on this microphone to sound really good, and I think it's going to sound kind of flat on the record. But anyway, broken selfie stick. We're going to get it fixed. What else? Eating habits. We need to take my blood pressure. I got my blood pressure cup right here. Cuff. I should take my blood pressure. I'm on it. I'm gonna go back on the multivitamins. I'm gonna start taking 2 multivitamins a day because I think they're old. It'll just make me feel better. I got a bunch of B complexes and fish oils and D's and all those other vitamins in there. I'm not gonna take those because for some reason I was taking like 6 vitamins a day. And I don't think that was making me feel good, but I'm not sure. But anyway, my name is Jeffrey, and I think I swung on y'all already. And just want to holler and holler and holler and holler one more time. And holler and holler and holler one more time. Can I do a fade? Y'all want to see me do a fade? Y'all want to see me do a fade? All right, I'm going to do a slow fade. How about that? Oops. I just did it. I guess that's how you do it, huh? Did I fade? I think I did, didn't I? Oops. I did fade. Oh, so look at that. See, I got the fade on. See, now I just fade to black. Can I fade to black? 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 How'd I fade? Fade, people. Fade transition. How'd I do that? How did I do that? Fade, fade, fade. I can do it through there. But now I can't fade anymore. What? Now it's not working. Anyhow, my name is Jeffy, and I'm...